something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah.
What do you want to see? It's time for a change, and it will be by the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. You'd be amazed at the kind of opportunities that God will bring to you. You never dreamt of them. I'm telling you, you just never dreamt of them. You can't believe it's you, but it will be you. I almost can't believe it. I just can't believe I'm here. But you will believe. The house of Saul is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. They may fight the house of David, but the Bible says the house of David grew stronger and stronger and stronger. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath founded the wall upon them. The Bible says he raised up the poor out of the dust. When he picks you, when God picks you, I said when God picks you, others will say, who is he? Who is he? But when God picks you, please. First Samuel. We'll round off with this. First Samuel. Thank you, Lord Jesus. First Samuel chapter 2. Hear what the Spirit says. From verse 8. Hey! He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. Hey! Look at this. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to do what? To set them among princes. Listen, brothers and sisters. Do you think those princes will easily accept him? Someone they knew was a beggar, poor and in the dust, suddenly coming to sit among princes. No way! They're gonna say no! Who made you what you are? He raised up the poor out of the dust. Hey. I mean, this is Lord God Almighty. He's called the Most High. You can't get any higher. He is the Most High. I mean, they couldn't say high, higher, highest. They couldn't call him the highest. They had to say the Most High. He is the Most High. When the Most High looks around, when it's time to look around, like it's time now. When it's time to look around, the Most High makes his choice. He steps down and picks on that poor young man. He raises up the poor out of the dust. This guy that had nothing, writing a letter to Uncle so-and-so, writing a letter to Brother so-and-so, can you help me? They knew him as somebody writing letters and begging for money. They knew him as someone moving around looking for a job. His letters were everywhere. His cards were everywhere. Nobody could offer him a job. But God lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set him among princes. Hey, to set him. God sets him among princes. They may stand up and look at him narrowly, but they can't do nothing about it. They may not want him there, but God puts him there. Let's finish reading it. To set them among princes and to make... to make them inherit the throne of glory. To make them inherit. He was not born of a king. He was not born of a prince. But now God makes him inherit the throne. He came to the house of Jacob. He saw Reuben. God said, no, he's the first son, but I don't want him. Simeon, he's nice, but I don't want him. Come on, what up? Levi, Judah, He went around looking. He saw a young man named Joseph. God said, give me that boy. Took him. He became a house boy. From house boy to the prison house. But from the prison to the throne. Up until that time, nobody ever became the prime minister of a foreign country. The Lord God says, behold, I do a new thing in your life. You shall see it, saith the Lord. You shall see it. You shall be a part of it. You shall inherit the throne of glory, saith the Lord. I will do a new thing. I put my word in your mouth and in your heart. You will think upon it, meditate upon it, and speak it forth, and it shall bring forth fruit, saith the Lord. He will do a new thing. They will say it has not been heard of, but he will do it. Nobody ever heard about it, but God's going to do it. They said it was impossible, but he will do it. Nobody expected it, but God will do it. It's time for a change. He is making a change. He is making a change. He is making a change. There's a change in the realm of the spirits. Don't be troubled about the past. Don't worry about the past. Remember not the former things. Consider not the things of old, saith the Lord. For I will do. I will do. You may not be able to do it on your own, but I will do a new thing, said the Lord. I will do it, said the Lord. God is saying, I poured forth my word a little here and a little there. Many have heard my word sounded many times, but thus saith the Lord, this is the hour for the manifestation of my glory. This is the hour when you shall see the word of God come to pass like you never experienced before. This is the hour, saith the Lord, that the harvest of the word shall be manifested. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kachia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.